A few small announcements. First of all, I'm very happy to have Betzal Wax back here, Baruch Hashem. We just spent a little bit of time. Betzal just got out of the army. He did a tour in the army, and Baruch Hashem, he's now back in Yerushalayim. Hopefully we get to see a little bit more of him. Be'ez Hashem, very dear Talmud, very special young man. We got more time with Reb David this Shabbat than we've ever had before in the question and answers. I kept on asking him, whispering in his ears, do you want to stop? He kept saying, no, if you want more, it's okay. It seemed like he was enjoying spending time with the Bachrim. We got a lot of questions, a lot of answers. And both myself and the Mashkiach felt like it was very informative for all of us. I'll be honest with you, one of the things that, it's really amazing to see, and I'll tell you, I'm going to tell the Rebbein. I don't know if you noticed how many times Rav David said, I don't know. I don't know if you realized. He said it, how many times he said, I don't know. Because Rav David, when he knows something, he knows it. And even things that I'm pretty confident he has a strong feeling about. But he was comfortable saying, I don't know. He's comfortable with that. Rav David's, but he gave us a lot of very insightful advice. Those of us that were by the question and answers. So I'm asking you a favor, if you could possibly do me a favor. Those of you that asked questions, and you remember the direction of the answers, we would like to write it up. Myself and the Mashkiach would like to write it up just for our own records. And if anyone else wants, we're happy to share it with you what Reb David spoke about and what he said. So if you ask the question and you feel that you remember the question, and for sure if you also remember the answer, please share it with us so that we could have it for a long term. We're here in Perek Sheini. We're finishing the second perek with Siyata Dishmaya, Beis Hashem, the second perek of the Sefer Chodes Talmidim. And what we're speaking about here is a person davening in the morning, when he wakes up in the morning, and when he davens, just having that feeling of that I got a lot to do today. I have a lot to accomplish today. And today's an important day. And I'm not going to have another today. And a person can have two different attitudes towards, I'm not going to have another today. One attitude is, so let me just enjoy the moment. Today's my day. Or a person can have an attitude of, today, let me make sure to make this day useful. Make sure that when I look back on this day, I'm proud of what I did. Because you're never going to get it back. So a person wakes up in the morning, he should say Birchas HaShachar in the morning, Birchas HaToyer in the morning, with the awareness that I have something that I have to accomplish today. There's something I want to do today. And if a person carries that and he says the Birchas HaToyer in the morning with sincere emotion and feeling that he wants to be Matzliach, Umeata, this is where up to, page Lama Dalad in the new printing, B'tach Ba'Hashem, Shoma es tefilascha. You have to be confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he hears your tefillah. V'yimala es hemyas libcha. And he will fulfill your heart's desire. V'yoysif b'cho rotzoin. And he will add to you desire. Rotzoin la'toyer. Uchukas ha'nefesh el noyam Torah elyon. That you should desire. We're davening that we should want to learn. We're davening, we want to want. We're all there. We're all at want to want. So we're davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us with the desire to learn. We should wake up, we should feel, we should enjoy learning. We should be excited about learning. That's what we're davening for. And he says a person that he davens sincerely, he has to be confident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears his tefillas. Yoysif b'chal rotzon la'toyer tshukas ha'nefesh el noyam toyar ha'elyon v'al kedushas avicha shabbat shamayim. That we're going to get there. We're going to get to the tahar, the purity, to get to the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an amazing thing that the Rebbe Reb Yoinesen writes. The Rebbe Reb Yoinesen, that was what we called him. And I heard from Rebbe Yaman Finkel. Rebbe Yaman Finkel is known as Rebbe Yaman Atzadik. He said that there was a hakbara that you should always call him the Rebbe Reb Yoinesen. Shouldn't be called anything else. He was the Rebbe. The Rebbe Reb Yoinesen, it wasn't Chassidish Rebbe. He was Rabban Shal Yisrael. There were certain people that they were called the Rebbe. He was called the Rebbe Reb Yoinesen. The Rebbe Reb Yoinesen writes in the Crazy Uplasi, that's one of his svarim, he writes, any person that tells you he was matzliach in learning without having kavana during davening, he writes sheker. It's a lie. It's impossible. And the truth is that Reb David spoke about it recently. I think it was Reb David. He spoke about that person has to daven and learn. Someone spoke about it recently here. I don't remember if it was Reb David. Who was it? Reb Yonason Sachs. Right. Thank you very much. Rabbi Yonason Sacks spoke about it. So on the one hand, if you do daven, you can have confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, here's your tefillin, is going to help you. And if you don't daven, forget it. It's sheker. It could be a person who's very bright and he can do mental gymnastics and he can do all different types of cheshbonos and all things and he can be very smart. But to really get to the amita shel Torah, to really have simchas haTorah, a person needs siyata d'shmaya. We need to daven. So therefore, when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking Hashem, help me out. That's why in Yiddish, when a person has a good thought, it's called an einfall. When a person has a good idea in learning, it's called an einfall. An einfall means that I have an idea. It's Yiddish, einfall. What does it mean, einfall? It means something fell. Fall means fall. So it fell on me. Like this fell upon me. In other words, it came from Shemayim. And a person realizes that he has to daven for a siyata d'shmaya, or else you're not going to have einfalls. Einfalls fall on people that have siyata d'shmaya. So we have to daven for it. So therefore, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're confident that after our tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear it. Tismach v'tischazik b'avodoscha. Now you should be happy in the morning. And you should be excited. V'tischazik b'avodoscha avodis HaKodesh. And you should try to be strong in your avodis Hashem. V'chol yoyim gamis ha'daigan iskeres le'el tarchik. Push away the daiga. We spoke about waking up in the morning, and you should feel a certain weight, a heaviness. You should feel a certain responsibility. Once you start your day, kind of like push that out of your head. Tarchik milibacha. A person can't be walking around the whole day with pressure. The whole day pressure. A person needs a healthy balance. You need to have some pressure in your life. But you can't walk around your whole day with that pressure. So this daiga, tarchik milibacha, push it out of your heart. So he says in the brackets, ki adaiga tamidis machalesha samayach. First of all, if you're so stressed, it weakens the mind. When a person's under stress, he can't think. Sometimes people, like for example, sometimes when people are laning, they know the laning. They get up there and all of a sudden they get so nervous. They don't remember what the words are. They don't remember what the trumpet is. They don't remember anything. Why? Because your brain freezes. And also a person gets up to speak. One time we had it in yeshiva, a bacha got up to speak. He was so nervous that he said the question, he said the answer before the question. He like got up, he said like the end of the Dvar Torah. The whole thing was like, he said the answer and then the question. And everything was like, it was like he froze. His brain froze. And when he got down, he knew it. You know, the next year he asked if he could speak again. It was when we went to Tzfas for Shabbos. He's like, I want to speak normally this time. But sometimes that happens. A person's under so much stress. He feels pressure. His brain freezes. So a person shouldn't be in constant pressure. You have to wake up in the morning, you got to feel a little squeeze, you got to feel a little bit like, okay, I got to do this. But then, try to relax a little bit. You try, the person's supposed to be calm. And also, if you're constantly pressuring yourself, it's not going to work, the pressure's going to just go off. It's not going to stay constantly, it's not going to last. So anyway, start off the morning with daigo, but then push it away. The entire day, you have to remember what your purpose is. You got to remember what you came for. You got to remember what you're going for. You got to remember where you want to get to. Every day, a person has to remember, tizkor v'lo taidig, which is just remember, don't get stressed about it. Don't put on pressure on yourself, but remind yourself, what did I come for? What am I here for? What are my goals? Where do I want to be? Rak ki'isha ho'ilich b'derech, a person who's walking. He has to remember where he's going to. I got to remember which exit I'm going off. Got to remind myself which exit it is. Every once in a while, you got to remind yourself why. The man lo yitte anavani might end up in the wrong place. You might go left. You're supposed to go right. You might get off. You're not supposed to. You might miss your exit. The thing and the goal, the purpose that he wants to complete, the man yochush v'lo yismameya, in order that he should make sure to do it and he shouldn't get lost. Now, that's the plan. The plan is every day, be aware. Aware doesn't mean be stressed. But every day, a person should be aware of what he's trying to do, what he's trying to accomplish. Lemad Torah v'hispalel b'simcha. Learn Torah and daven happily. Al shezachis elyos nar Yisrael korav l'Hashem. You are zoichet to be someone who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone asked the question to Rav David on Shabbos. He says, why was I born in a frum family and someone else was born, you know, it could be a Jewish kid raised in a Christian home. So why was I born that way? So I guess you could call it a mazel, but a person should be full of simcha that he was zoicha to be born. We were zoicha to be part of the Bnei Yisrael, zoicha to be part of the Olam HaTorah. Should be happy with that. Tidayik b'chol koichacha o moichacha b'toyrascha. You should be medayik with all of your strength and all of your mind in Torah. Dayik means you should be careful. Tamik, go deeper. Vitaskil, and try to understand it. Now he says something, which I think is important for us to think about. Kidano, know this. Shemi shemirama es atzmoi batoyro. Someone who fools himself in learning. Ve'eno medayik lohavim. And he's not careful to understand. Es kol davar al burio. Everything exactly. He's not careful to understand. Ubefrat mishachoshim machshavas acheros b'shashalom. It's someone who's time spacing out while he's learning. Hare ze chas v'shalom mezalzel b'kavod Torah. You're being mezalzel in the Torah. Person that doesn't take the time to really understand. A lot of times you're talking to someone, he says, I got it. You know he doesn't got it. He doesn't got it. But he just wants to move on. Why? Because it's not important enough. He's mezalzel in kavod HaTorah. The person has to keep on working at it and say, I really want to understand it perfectly. I want to get it clearly. I want to understand. Leimor shechas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. A person who doesn't do this, he's saying, it's kilu, he's saying, chas v'shalom. Ein kedai lo lavoid, it's not worth it. It's not worth the work. Because a person has to kind of like, he has to focus his mind, he has to like narrow his mind. And he has to dig deeper into these words. And it's work, and it's hard work. It's difficult for a person to focus and to try to hear something over again and concentrate and make sure he's got it clear. It's work, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And if a person says, I'm not doing it, it's because he's saying, because to me, it's not worth it. And there's two issues here. One issue is, are you mezalzel in Torah? That's not a good thing. But there's another issue, which Rabbi David spoke about over Shabbos also. He said so many divrei chochma over Shabbos, Rabbi David. One of the bochum asked him, like, why is it that leaving early from davening, that Hashem isn't going to listen to your tefillah? We spoke about this here, I think, last week, exactly. So Rabbi David brought from this past week's Haftorah. It says that David HaMelech was mezalzel in begadim. When he was being chased by Shaul, so David HaMelech wanted to show Shaul that, you know, that he's got his number. So when Shaul was sleeping, David was there, cut off his beged, and it's like, hey, I was here. I could have knocked you out, okay? So leave me alone. Leave me alone. It was his way of kind of showing him, like, you know, because Shaul was not happy with the fact that David was, you know, everyone was expecting David to become king. Shaul was king, and he was basically running after David. So David, when Shaul was sleeping, went in and cut his beged. So he was mezalzel in begadim. So it says in the end of his life, the begadim didn't warm him. He was cold. Clothing is supposed to keep you warm, and he was cold. Why? Because when you're mezalzel in begadim, you don't get the tachlis out of the begadim. The begadim won't warm you. So when you're mezalzel in tefillah, said Reb David, person that's mezalzel in tefillah, he leaves early because that's not so important to me. The tefillah doesn't help. And the same thing is true when a person is mezalzel in Torah. The Rebbe is saying you can't be mezalzel in Torah. You're mezalzel in Torah, so then you're not going to get it. You can't get it if you're being mezalzel in Torah. A person has to give Torah the right respect. Torah deserves a certain degree of respect. And we have to realize that. And there's many different ways that a person can show something respect, can show Torah respect. One of the ways to show Torah respect is how a person sits. He sits when he learns Torah. I'll be honest with you. I'm hanging out all my dirty laundry. But when I was a bacher, one time I was sitting like slumped in my chair, when I was a bacher, and my Shiva called me in, and he said, "When you're learning Torah, you're supposed to sit up straight." I was sitting like a tzishpreit. It's a zilzul in Torah. It's that when a person is coming to something that's an important affair, he's at an important meeting, you sit up straight. I haven't been at that many important meetings in my life, but one time, my friend Mendy Klein schlepped me to one of these very fancy meetings in this fancy house with fancy people and all this, and everyone's sitting there all very proper, everything's very proper. Why? Because you have to show them respect. There were members of the Knesset were there, there was like all these philanthropists, everyone's important, and this, everyone's going around the room, who are you, I'm like, This is my, I'm Chaim Tzvi Stein. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here. It's like, but it's all important people. You have to show us, and that's just, you know, people. You sit, when a person's learning, you have to show a certain degree of respect. A person has to show respect to the Beis Medrash, the way he dresses in the Beis Medrash. There's a respect that a person has. You know that in the Knesset, there's a dress code in the Knesset. You can't walk into the Knesset without a collar. You need a collar. And someone came in, and the Prime Minister threw him out. He said, what are you doing here? He said, it's not the way we dress in the Knesset. Respect. You have to respect the Knesset. That's the Knesset. But that's... We understand there's a certain respect. There was always a certain respect. There's respect for the Oval Office. No one was able to walk into the Oval Office without a jacket. Before, you know, the liberal African-American became president. He was the first one to take off his jacket in the Oval Office. That's the first thing he did. He went in and took off his jacket, put his feet up on the table, and probably did a little breakdance or something like that. But... there's a certain respect that people had up until recently, and it's understood. It's very understood. Everyone understands that. There's a concept called a black tie affair. You go to a wedding, and everyone's wearing this. You know, they tell you on the invitation, black tie affair, which means that everyone's dressed. That means this is a formal affair. This is going to be classy. This is going to be something noble. It's going to be something majestic. It's going to be something special. And that's, you know, how Yeshiva Bachur is supposed to carry himself. He's supposed to carry himself that way. And if a person says, you know something, but I'm not so special, so then you're being mezalzel in yourself. And truth be told, you won't get what you are. Because if you're mezalzel in tefillah, you won't get the tailor side of tefillah. And you're mezalzel in Torah, and you're mezalzel in yourself. You say, I'm just a guy. I'm no one special. You're missing it, and you're losing it. Because you are someone special. I don't know if you saw, but Rav David's son-in-law was with us for Shabbos. So by Mincha, I asked him, I said, is Rav David enjoying Shabbos? So he said, he's enjoying very much. I said to him, what is Rav David enjoying about Shabbos? I want to know, what is he liking? He enjoys getting away. He enjoys, because it's not like a full vacation. He spent an hour with the guys Friday night. He had to travel up north. And Shabbos day, he spent an hour, and then he said, he said to me, and I'm telling you, I literally, I felt like I was going to faint. He said, Rav David enjoys spending Shabbos with B'nai Aliyah. He said he feels that these boys are B'nai Aliyah. I thought I was going to faint. Rav David runs one of the most chashuv yeshivas in all of Eretz Yisrael. And he enjoys spending Shabbos because he feels that these boys are B'nai Aliyah. It's unbelievable. He really respects you for who you are. He hears your questions. He hears the way you're talking. He watches the way you're davening. He's a B'nai Aliyah. You have to respect yourself. Respect who you are. You're not nobody. And a person has to carry himself that way. And truth, being a B'nai Aliyah and looking at yourself that way, it does have a certain responsibility. It's like, okay, so you're telling me I can't act like a moron. It's true. It means that now, all of a sudden, I have to look at myself differently. But don't shy away from who you are and what you're capable of. Respect yourself. This all goes into respecting Torah, respecting tefillah. It's having this concept which is somewhat, you know, some people are allergic to respect. Some people, there's a culture of anti-respect. There's people like, you know, there was the person that owns Facebook, that guy, Mark Zuckerberg. So when he was a little kid, so he used to come to his meetings on his bicycle with his hoodie. And they were like, that was like very like hip, like, wow, that's so cool, you know. Like he comes on his bicycle in his hoodie because he's like, you know, he's like a chiller. He's like simple. It's like, you know, it's people like they glorify the lack of respect. They glorify that. That exists. But realize it's because you don't want expectations. And we have to be able to live with expectations of ourselves. Because we're capable of it. Don't sell yourself short. Techavein b'tfiloscha kefi yecholtecha. Have kavana as much as you can during davening. Afim koshelocha lechavein pirish amilois b'chol tfiloscha. You should just know that the Chassidish Rebbe here is telling you it's hard to have kavanah through the whole davening. Don't think if I don't do it, so then I'm like a loser, I'm a nobody. No, even the Rebbe had a hard time. Even Rabbi Nachman of Breslov writes about how hard it is to have kavanah for the whole davening. Even great people, so we have as much kavanah as you could have. Work on having kavanah. Al kol panim tizkor b'chol eis tefilascha she'oymin ata lefnei avicha avarachman. At least this, try to always be aware of the fact that you're standing lefnei Hashem. Ha'av harachaman noira moroim v'kadosh. Aware that you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, the Reb Chaim in the, al Rambam, that he writes in the beginning, one of his first shtiklach, or maybe the first one, he writes about that the ikur of davening is oymid lefnei Hashem. The kavanas hamilim is important. The ikur of davening is, the cheftz of davening is know that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is da lefnei mi ato oymid. That's the main part of davening. A person has to know that. So at least that a person should try to be aware of and try to have kavanah of tefillahs. Echol, shesei, yashen, is eat, drink, sleep, bechol tzorchecha, as much as you need. Af tismachim chaveirecha, even have a good time with your friends. Chaveirim toivim, loimdei toira, amis nagim bederach Hashem. You just got to choose the right friends. There's nothing wrong with having a good time. You can have a good time with friends. Just got to make sure that they're good friends. Because sometimes they're our friends, and what can I do? They're my friends. But if they're dragging you down, so then you're not supposed to be with them. Even if they're your friends, even if they're your brother. There's a famous vort in this week's parasha. It says that Vayisroitzitzu habanim bekirba, which is that the two sons, they were banging around inside Rivka's stomach. Why? Because whenever they passed the base of Avodah Zarah, so Esav was kicking to get out. And whenever they're passing a base medrash, so Yaakov was kicking to get out. The shaila is Esav, I understand why he wants to get out, because he can't do Avodah Zarah if he's in his mother's stomach. There's no Avodah Zarah there. But Yaakov's got a malach sitting there teaching him Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, he's got mamish, his Rebbe is a malach. He's got a malach right here. What does he have to go to the base medrash for? And the answer is, with a chavusa like Esav, so you need to get out of there. You need to have good friends, even if it's your brother. Even if it's your brother. A person's got to make sure that he's with good people. And no one can be, should be foolish enough to say, I'm not affected by my friends. It's just not realistic. Every person is affected by the people around them. Al tischaber l'rasha, al tisyayish min aparonius. Which means the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says you shouldn't be hanging out. Does it mean that I shouldn't care about them? Rav David spoke about this also on Shabbos. You should daven for them. You should be worried about them. But if they bring you down, so then you have to take care of yourself right now. It's very important for you we're at very, very critical stages of our lives where we're trying to put ourselves in the right place where for the rest of our life we're creating our direction. You got to make sure that nothing stops that. Umeyata. And now, imes devarenu ad koi, hichnastes libacha. If our words that we said up until now, you've heard everything, the Hakdama, first parak, second parak, we're speaking about that we're trying to bring out of you greatness, the future of Klal Yisrael, the future Manhigim, the future Mefarnasim, the future Mabitzei Torah, the future Tzadikim, all of that is here in this room. And if you understand that and you've absorbed that, you've incorporated that into your reality, Viroitza ato lishmoya, and you want to listen, you want to hear. Gam hola es haderech, you want us to give you direction. Asher talaboy el Hashem, because you want to go up, you want to keep on going up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ves ha'amtsoyim asher al yedehem, and the ways, the amtsoyim is the avenue. Asher al yedehem tiskasher l'toyra v'avoida, you want to connect to Torah, you want to connect to avoida. As kvar yecholim anu lekavois, we can already have hope. She soif kol soif tagia, you will get there. You've got the talent that it takes. If you have the ratzon, you have the desire, and you're willing to listen, so then we can be very hopeful. You're going to make it. As kvar yecholim anu lekavois she soif soif tagia im yirtz Hashem el hamatzav. Asher alecha yoymer Hashem, you can reach a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Ben Yakir Ato Li, my precious son. You are my precious son. Yeled Sha'ashuai, the child of my delight. Ki minde dabri boy zocher es kirenu oid. Because the more I speak about him, the more I remember him, The more midadabri, what means the more he learns, I will have compassion on him. I'll have rachmanas on him. We could get to that place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the delight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be proud of us because we have what it takes. We're B'nai Aliyah. We want to get there. So all we have to do is just listen. There's people who know the derech. It's simple instructions. And sometimes things seem to be so hard, but you can manage there's certain ways of doing things. There's an exercise regimen, which has to do with some sort of army or something like that. We're supposed to do like 5 minutes of exercise a day. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? No. There's like a calisthenics from some sort of army somewhere in Europe. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? No. You boys are slacking, my friends. What? No, it's an army. It's something army. Maybe it's the Swiss army, but I don't remember. But my point is like this. There's lots of people that they could work out and work out, and they're not really getting anywhere. But if you really know what you're doing, so you can teach people shortcuts, right? If it's 5 minutes, if it's 2 hours, whatever, it depends on how much of a physique you feel like you need. But the point is that if a person knows how to do things, he can get you there faster. So it's just a question of, there's eitzas here. There are eitzas here in this book. We just have to be willing to be open to listening. And b'siyat d'shmaya, what he's going to do now, moving forward, he's going to speak to us about the next perek, perek shlishi, me'ikur machalois ha'nefesh u'trufoiseim. What are the main issues that we have? It's important for us to know our issues. It's important for us to know our milas. We've spoken a lot about our milas, and we'll speak more about them. A person first has to know his milas, but then he has to be able to face his issues. When we talk only about issues, people get very defensive because they're like, because they don't want to feel like that they're insignificant or that they're inferior. But first you have to tell a person all his milas. And then when you have milas, okay, now let's be real. We do have issues. And that doesn't negate who we are. It doesn't make us not good people. One of the greatest brachas a person can have is to understand his issues. And one of the Divrei Torah the weekly newsletter we speak about is Yaakov Avinu. It says he gave brachas to all of his children. But some of the brachas were really a lot of mussar. Some of the brachas, Ruvein b'chori ata koichi v'reishis oini. You're my strength, you're my power. But then he goes into like, Pachas Kamayim Al Toisar, which is like critical. And Reuven was very critical. Shimon Velevi, critical. How do you call this a bracha? Because the truth is that sometimes the greatest bracha you could give someone is make him aware of what he has to work on. And we can try to whitewash everything and pretend like everything is good. And that's because we feel like we're afraid to face our issues. We feel inferior, and we shouldn't. We have to believe in ourselves. That we have so much, and we're doing a lot, but at the same time, let's try to do even better. Let's try to do even more. And the next parak, Me'ikra Machalos HaNefesh Trufaseim, is what are the main issues that we're facing, and how do we fix them? We'll continue with that, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully.